What's up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Relax, Relate, Repeat with me and Jay, of course, as well, but with me.
Boy, please.
How's it going, sister?
It's going good, going well as it can. It's doing the weirdest storm thing over here. And the thunder and lightning was like crazy. And then it was like half raining. The first of when the thunder was its worst, it was not raining. Then it rained and now it stopped. I don't know what the heck going on. But I'm good.
I feel it. Here, it looked like it's supposed to be raining, but it's not. It's like really, really cloudy and gloomy-ish. Like, but there's no rain on the forecast, so just clouds. But outside of that, you know, surviving, living life, drinking wine, saying fuck you to the fuck niggas of the world. And yeah, that's about it.
Well, they should be used to that by now.
Anyways, but yes, you know, it's been a nice little weekend. Mom came to visit me. And we had a good time, and we drank wine and played cards, and I beat her in Rummy, and she tried to cheat. because you know how that goes. I feel like our parents be trying to cheat and pretend like they didn't try to.
Big like, frauds.
I didn't try to cheat. I forgot to carry the one. I forgot to carry the one in the score. I'm like, mm-hmm. And the thing is, I wouldn't even know she cheated unless dad, if I didn't send the score to dad. I still won. But, like, I sent the score to dad just, like, trying to prove a point about how, like, you know, I beat her the first round 250 to, like, 50. So I was trying to send that to her, like, you know, after this round, it was over for her. Because, you know, going to 500, I'm already halfway there. And he was like, you won. And, like, a round before you, she said you won. I was like, cheating. But it was a good time. We drank wine. We had a fun, festive weekend. It made me happy.
That's good.
And now I'm back to regular life and work and contemplate if I'm going to go back to school or not. But we'll talk about that later.
Okay. Yeah. My weekend was good. I ended up going to brunch with some friends. And I thought that was so cool just because, like, we were at brunch for so long. Like, we thought that they were going to kick us out. We were at that table for so long. And we weren't even drinking. We were just talking and, like, really getting into really good, real good girl chat. And I think that's so important. Like, I love having a good drink with my friends and kikiing and all that. But, I feel like when you just have into that really good conversation and you just start realizing, like, wow, this is really good conversation. And we are fully sober. Those moments are important too to have. So that was fun.
Love that for you. But yes, good weekends. I have a couple sips for us, and they not even full. They sips. I always say they not full blown sips, and they really do be sips. I'm gonna start with. We're gonna start with the little sips here. My first sip. Okay. First sip I'm going to start with, it ain't even a sip, it just dived into Chloe Halle and singing Part of Your World at Disneyland. If y'all haven't listened to it, listen to it, because my girl ate
and put it a few times
on her name.
Okay, and that mic was on.
That mic was on.
It was so beautiful. I'm going to go see the movie. I was never not going. I was always going to go. It's just my excitement about going was just, you know, because, not because of her, but as I mentioned previously, I don't really care about the Little Mermaid OG. Like, it's cool, but I was never invested in it. So I just wasn't. And like, that's not a movie I run back. So I wasn't like, oh, yes, I must. I'm so excited. I was just like, I'm so excited for you. But I don't know if I'm so excited for my viewing because I didn't feel no way about the original movie. But I'm definitely going to see it. I want to see what she does in it. I have full faith in her. Of course, I don't even need to have faith in her singing abilities. The facts are the facts, but I do have faith in her ability to like carry the movie acting wise. I don't have any concerns about that. I'm definitely going to watch it. I just don't think I'm going to give a strong review afterwards.
Well, I'm going to watch it. I'll be there next Wednesday.
I
This
don't
is
want to
the
give a strong review because I'm just like, I mean, if it's great, if I love it, I'll say that. But if I don't love it, I didn't love the first one. So it's like she did what she probably needed to do still. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to be the one to judge that.
Yes, I'm going to watch it. I'm going to watch a little, listen, I'm going to watch The Little Mermaid for the first time through the live action version, just like DDG. And y'all can cancel me if y'all want to.
Because you know, like even with the like with the Lion King live action, of course, you know, it's gonna be way different because it was like animals, and of course the other one is animated. And but you know, I've watched the Lion King a million billion times. So I was just like, okay. This is cute for what y'all tried to do, or even with Aladdin. Aladdin probably a better comparison, even though he needed to shut his ass up.
Shut your ass the fuck up, Aladdin.
Because as everybody already stated, we went to see that movie for Will. Ain't nobody come to see you, sir.
Otis. Will carried that movie,
But
okay?
anyway,
Anyways.
knowing that I really did enjoy the OG Aladdin, both of them, when I saw it, I could appreciate their spin on it. Like, oh, this is beautiful. I like your take on X, Y, and Z. And I was very invested, except for that long ass song that they gave Jasmine. She didn't need that. And I didn't need it neither. But I thought it was super cool, their spin. So I am interested to see if they take any liberties with this movie, if they change anything up. You know what? I'm gonna watch the OG. I'm gonna make a note to watch the original, to get it fresh in my mind
I'm gonna
before
watch
I watch it. Only because I want to make sure. I do want to just see if they change anything. That's what I'm interested in. If they change anything, if there's any, if they alter anything, because you know Mulan was a totally different movie, and I didn't need that either. But Mulan was a way different movie in live
I like
action.
Mulan.
But you know what? Oh, I don't want to sound like the people. Let me phrase this right. Mulan vies for my favorite Disney movie ever. And because of that, I was just like, whose story is this?
I like Mulan, and I think I like Mulan primarily because I kind of felt like when I watched Mulan, I feel like I watched it from the perspective of like, I'm gonna say this, and this is gonna sound weird because this was fairy tale related, but not Mulan obviously wasn't like fully like wasn't really fairy tale related. I watched Mulan from the perspective of like once upon a time. And I mean this by like Mulan wasn't Once Upon a Time as well, but like you know how like Mulan, like Once Upon a Time, the storylines of Once Upon a Time for the characters, they resembled the storylines partially
Yeah.
of the
But they took
original
their
like
own
films,
liberties into
but
what it was
it was
supposed to
their own
be.
liberty. So yeah, so when I watched the live action Mulan, I didn't watch the live action Mulan under the impression of like I knew it, yes, it had the same storyline for the most part, but I was seeing it and watching it as its own movie.
That's fair.
And I think that's why I enjoyed it, because I think I low key felt like I'm never gonna say it's better than the original. That's not
You better
gonna
not.
happen.
I will
But I feel like
end this soon.
when I said like I feel like your face kind of scrunched up because you were preparing me to say something
Like
I wasn't
Peppa
gonna
hung up
say.
on that girl for whistling. Don't say
I
that.
wasn't gonna say that. But I'm saying I appreciated what it was because I feel like it gave a realistic version of what of Mulan. Mulan was like, you know, still fairy tale-ish, like, you know, storyline. The live action gave me like, if this war, everything is going on right now live,
It
this
made
is
it
how.
realistic.
And I watched it for a realistic take of it. And I feel like when you watch it from a realistic take of it, because I've heard I would have some apprehensions of it, apprehension about it, but when I watched it from a realistic take, I think I actually enjoyed it. And I really enjoyed the end scene, because I like the end scene in the regular Mulan when they came in and said how she brought honor and blah, blah, blah. But in the live action movie, I low key like the way that the live action movie did that scene a little bit better, primarily because it was just like it was. I enjoyed the lady, you know, the lady who posted had got her daughter for her husband. I liked how she was just so like damaged and upset and distraught that Milan was getting credit for doing what she was like. Why dare she do? And it just, I don't know. That scene was just, I feel like it hit a little bit harder for me dealing with like actual humans and like more human interaction, because you know you can add reaction for people in animation, but real people, when you got like a whole bunch of real people and they're all like expressing different like emotions, I feel like it added to the like to the dramatics to that scene, and I
Well, my
enjoyed
favorite
that.
part of Mulan is the damn songs, and ain't nobody sing shit. So
Or they ain't thinking it over. Maybe they was thinking it over. I don't know. I
they
wasn't.
didn't sing in Mulan in the live action. And again, it's fine. Y'all can do what y'all want to do. It's giving Bel-Air to Fresh Prince. Y'all strip it and y'all do what y'all want to do with it. And that's fine. I love Bel-Air. I talk about Bel-Air all the time. That is my jam. But yeah. Mulan was one of my favorite Disney movies. It's Mulan and Lion King too. They up. I don't be knowing which one is which sometimes for who which one is my favorite, but Mulan is one of my favorites just because I like the songs. That's half of the reason. So and I was like, oh, they're doing a live action. I'm probably not gonna watch that. And then mom said it was good. And I was just like, well, I guess I'll watch it. And then I watched it and I was just like, girl. But yeah, I think I'm gonna try to watch the original. I mean, you know, Disney movies ain't for this long anyway, so I should be able to run through that. Just so I just want to see if anything is different. If they do any, if they take any different paths, I'm just interested in how the writing is going to be, or if they're going to stick to the script.
We shall see. Well, I ain't gonna see because I ain't watching the original.
Well, I'll let you know, but I'm going, I don't know when I'm going, but I'm going.
I am going
I'm
on Wednesday, and I cannot. Well, next Wednesday, and I cannot wait. And speaking of which, I was you, my segue was no stop being a segue because we see I'm going too in depthly. When I said I was gonna watch it for the first time, like DDG, I was about to say y'all need to stop over here. Stop making giving think pieces about DDG not seeing this movie. I'm sick of seeing it. I'm sick of seeing it. Nobody
Think
cares what you have
pieces.
to. Girl, they're giving think pieces. Think whole think pieces, writing paragraph long tweets about how it was so disrespectful for DDG to say that he never seen the original movie and how it's so not because they just announced like it was, I guess he said that like when they announced something about the movie and he was like, should I watch the rest of the movie because I ain't never seen it, and like people up here they wrote full think pieces about how they was upset and saying like that's so disrespectful to her and he don't support her and all this. I'm like, y'all giving all like stop putting y'all trauma on other people just because your man don't like you don't mean that her man don't like her. Please stop it. Stop projecting your emotions, please.
It's
Like,
not that serious.
it
It's
is
really
not that
not.
serious. Like he is a, this is the thing. Like he's a guy.
If
And I ain't trying to say like God, I
my
don't
boyfriend
think.
start playing soccer today, and do I not support him? Because I if like if he start playing soccer today, he get on a team, and I'm like, yes, I'm so excited. I love this for you, and I'm gonna support him through his whole career. Am I not supporting because I ain't never watched soccer a day in my life? I'm supposed to go back and watch the old games from the team back years ago before he got on it. What do that got to do with anything? She in
Exactly,
this
like,
movie. She wasn't in that one. That don't have nothing to do with support.
and he gonna watch the movie she was in, and that's all he gotta do,
He got to do
writing think
research. What
pieces,
he got to do research
okay?
for?
Because I feel like if I was dating somebody, and here go the pick me ass niggas. Well, my girl was talking about she was gonna be in the Little Mermaid, and she was gonna be the star. I'll at least put the effort in to watch the other movies so I can know what she'll be doing. Nigga, why I gotta watch that shit? I'm gonna
You
watch the
don't
shit
even have
she
to
in.
watch the movie to know what she'll be doing. I'm sure that the DDG know what the hell the Little Mermaid was doing. You don't have to watch movies to know what happens. There is many a movie that I have never seen, and I know what happened. You know how long it took me to watch some of these classic black films? I didn't watch Juice till college. I knew what happened. I didn't know some of the intricacy, but I knew what happened. I watched School Days 2 years ago. I didn't know everything that happened, but I knew the point. Now, I don't expect you to have seen these movies. Like I said, I just watched them. I just got through, like, I just thoroughly, because I feel like I've seen a lot of movies, but like I was a child and they were on. But I feel like I thoroughly, on my own, consumed the Bad Boys movies recently. I knew what the hell happened in the movies. I didn't have to watch them all the way to know what happened in the movies. I can name you probably all the Black classic films, whether I've seen it or not. I can tell you what happened. I don't have to have seen it to know what happened because there are indicators and people bring them up in society.
And that was how I felt with, I told you this. I think I may have said this on the show and you side-eyed me. That's how I think I was with Mulan. That I never realized that I never watched Mulan all the way through until I actually watched all the way through. Because you watched Mulan a lot. Mm-hmm. And I knew it happened throughout the whole movie. Like before I watched it all the way through, and I realized I watched it all the way through for the first time when I was in college. I was like, wait, I never watched this movie all the way through. I'm like, because I don't remember this one little piece. It was something random. I'm like, I don't remember this happening. And then that's when I thought about it. I was like, I never watched this all the way through. And I knew everything that happened in that movie. That was like,
But did you really consume it? And how many people have watched Snow White? But do you know what happened or not?
I know what happened because Once Upon a Time told me.
I'm just saying, like, I've never seen the Disney, but I mean, it's not an original Disney story, so other people have shown you different things about what happened, but that's the same thing that I'm talking about. Same thing with Little Mermaid. Like, I've never seen the Disney Snow White movie. I know what the heck happens to Snow White. I know this, what she looked like on the Disney version. I know they got them doors. I know they whistle while they twerk. I know all that stuff. I know about the apple. I know about the evil stepmother. I ain't seen that movie, but I know what happens. Shrek halfway told me what happened. I already knew, but there's other things in culture and society that tell you what happens. So I don't know why the people want to make it a big deal. We don't need to do research on that. I'm sure he knows the basics about what the Little Mermaid is about. And why do he need to go back? He not casted. He don't got to do no research. He can be happy for her and be like, that, yes, this is beautiful. This is legendary. I will be there. What do you need? If she don't care, why the hell do y'all? That is my statement of life. If your partner don't care, why would I? People want to make, I was about to go off on a tangent. Oh my gosh, I'm sick of you Negroes, and I'm a halfway take the tangent. I'm sick of y'all trying to make life and relationships so one size fits all. It is not. I made a post about this already, and clearly I need to say it again. Just find somebody that's gonna do what you want them to do and do that. Find somebody on whatever accord you are on and do that. Why are y'all talking about us? About I could never and I would never and I don't know why she and I don't know why he would do this and my man and my woman. Why? That person ain't your man or your woman. So why does it matter if your man couldn't do that? That's not your man. It's not yours. That's not your life. That's not your situation. So why are we making statements about other people's situations that they are, you know, clearly somewhat comfortable in because they're still doing it? And you want to apply it to you just because you don't want to do it. You don't have to. Do something different.
You ain't got no man half the time.
We don't have to do it. Everybody don't have to operate in a relationship the same damn way. Like, literally, relationships are partnerships. Find your partner. And figure out what partnering looks like to y'all. Every partnership is not going to be the same. It's not. Right. Even your partnership with different people ain't going to be the same. Find your partner, figure out what worked for y'all asses, and do that. Why the hell do we on the internet want us be talking so much about what other people are doing in their partnerships that don't got shit to do with us? I would love to know. I would love to know. And especially y'all be too much in rich people business and ain't never touched no money. Not y'all in the shade room comments worrying about how Gabrielle Union split bills with her and her husband is rich. Both them niggas is rich.
Mind your tax bracket.
That's not your, both of them niggas is rich. Both of them ain't very wealthy. They are fine. I don't give a damn if you want to do 50-50, 75, 25, 1.1, and 98, 90, you know the math, you know what I'm trying to say, decimal points and percentages. I don't give a damn what you want to do. Do what's going to work for you. And if you don't want to do that, then get somebody that wants to do what you want to do. Not you in rich people business trying to be judging them. You ain't never seen that type of money.
And that's just that on that.
Y'all can't even touch what freaking Kavya got in her bank account. Kavya's playhouse is bigger than your home. What are we talking about here? Zaya's nails cost more than your rent. And you want to be talking about how they splitting their bills? If you don't mind your baby, again, I don't care if you want to find you a man that pay all your bills. I do it. I love that for you. I don't, fine. That's fine. I don't feel any type of way about any setup. As long as it works for the people in a relationship. But why is me being concerned about how rich people is splitting bills? Or other people is splitting bills? Why is that so? Why does that stir up so much in your spirit? And I know it's stirring stuff up in your spirit because you want somebody to pay your bills and they're not doing it. I'm quite confident that's what that is, because that other nigga tried to tell you to go 50-50 and you was like, hell no. Nah. And that's fine. You can say hell no, but like, why you gotta be mad at Gabrielle? It's a wealthy woman. That money don't probably mean, well, it does mean something to her. I'm not gonna say it don't, because that's what the whole point of the damn video was about. But y'all was just ignoring the point of the video about her, insecurities around money and all that type of stuff, because y'all was too busy being concerned about the fact that her and her rich ass husband are probably splitting their rich ass bills. And maybe they just have one an account that they share stuff and they take the money out of there. But either damn way, y'all don't even know how to be functional and in healthy relationships any black ass way.
And what y'all need to be doing. Oh, go ahead.
And you
Sorry.
know, I only got turned because I love me some damn Gabrielle Union.
I
So
know you do. I know you
I'm a
do.
little biased, and I'll be sick of people talking to her and her family crazy. So I'll be getting a little piped up. But really, as I be saying, find a partner that you want to be partnered with and partner how y'all want to partner, and stop being so concerned what everybody else is doing when it doesn't affect you or your relationship.
And on top of that, what y'all really need to doing. What y'all really need to do is stop being on social media, like you said, speaking on everybody else's life, commenting on Shade Room, explaining how you feel, and giving think pieces about other people's business and what's going on in other people's worlds, and watch your fucking kids.
Ugh.
Watch your damn kids. And I'm gonna be disrespectful with this because ain't no way my school district got to ban backpacks in the damn school district and populate on the Shade Room. I was very, very hurt when I seen this. They got to ban backpacks because y'all not watching y'all badass kids who are bringing guns to schools. And why do they have access to your guns? Watch your fucking kids. And
Great question.
this is about to be the whole, I'm about to have a whole segment right now of watch your fucking kids. Cause I got a
Carry
few things I
on.
want to talk about. Cause I want to talk about this gun situation. Cause this shit kind of bothered me. And I feel like this shit hit close to home for me because,
Right.
like, obviously, this is my school district. This is where I went to school my whole K through
Yeah.
12 life. So it's like hearing that we got, like, I never in my life from kindergarten to 12th grade ever had a concern that somebody was going to be in that school with a gun. I never felt that concern. There was one time when they searched our bags in like sixth, seventh grade, and it was just supposed to be, I don't know what they did it for, but it may have been a real reason, like deep down in the back end, so I just didn't know. But like they said, it wasn't nothing in particular. Like it was fine. It was just like something they were just doing, just as you know. Sometimes schools be doing drills and stuff to kind of like keep you prepared and to kind of scare people from doing stuff they ain't supposed to do. So that's kind of how they presented it to us. But anyway, like I never had that concern. But thinking about the fact that I went to this school district and I never had this type of issue and never had this fear to hear that people are, and these are elementary kids bringing guns into schools. And it's like the fact that you're not watching your elementary kid who was able to access your gun and brought a gun to school, that makes me really gets me concerned. Like, what about your older kids? Well, if you ain't really paying attention to the baby, what you gonna do to the
Yeah.
older kid? So if you pay not paying attention to the baby to realize the baby brought a gun to school, what you are you paying attention to the older kid who can who probably really got strong access to getting the gun if the baby can get it? And that person, what did they have an issue? What did they get a bully? Are you paying attention to the kid getting a bully and something going wrong with them? Are you watching for the why are y'all not watching y'all fucking kids and why are y'all not watching your fucking guns?
That's
This is
the thing. That's
ridiculous.
what's incredibly irresponsible to me is like if you own a weapon, then you need to be responsible with your shit, especially if you have a child. I mean, if if I lived in a house by myself, then if I left a weapon or something just on the counter and it's just me up in this hole, that's one thing, because it's just me up in here. But like if you have children, you need to be mindful of the things they have access to in your home. And when I used to work like within child welfare, a lot of families would get mad, like when I was working in whatever, don't really matter. But a lot of families would get mad because if you were trying to like adopt a child or if you were a foster parent or something like that, you have to have a lockbox, a separate storage locked place for your gun and a separate one for like the bullets and stuff. And people would get mad, but it's for shit like that. Like, I mean, it's just to kind of deter it or make it more difficult for children to get access to those type of things. And it's like, okay, well, if they get access to one, what's the likelihood that they'll also get the separate access to the other? And of course, that's still not a foolproof thing, but there's reasons behind this, and half of the reason is shit like this. Like, you got to be responsible when you are, like, you literally have a weapon that can kill people. That is an incredible responsibility, and too many people just take it lightly, like, oh, I got it for this, or I just have it to protect myself. That thing is not simply just for protection. It can also be used for harm if it's in the wrong hands, and a child is definitely the wrong hands. And unfortunately, especially with young children, and I'm not going to blame no video games for shit. I'm not. So hear my statement and don't take liberties with what it is. But unfortunately, for a lot of young kids, like that child was in third grade, their brain ain't fully developed. They don't may or may not under even understand the full severity of a gun, because a lot of these little fun little kid games, they got guns, they get killed, they respawn. Some of these small kids might not even know the severity of what that thing does. That is could be looked at as a toy to them. I don't know what that child's intentions was, of course, but like that child could have been doing it because, like, oh yeah, I know what this is. I might be trying to hurt somebody. But even if they're that small, they probably still don't even know the ramifications of that. Or he could have just been like, oh, this is a toy, like I'll be playing with on whatever them damn games is, and we gonna play at recess, and I'm gonna shoot my friend, and they gonna respawn after. Like, what the? Y'all need to be watching y'all fucking children. Y'all need to be monitoring your children. You need to be having difficult freaking conversations with them, because a lot of y'all not only don't want to watch your kids, you don't want to parent your damn kids. You don't want to have no conversations that make you feel icky. This parenting is not for you. Parenting is so your child can grow up a decent freaking human being and know things. Have conversations with your children. Have conversations with them about safety. Have conversation with them about the difference between play and real ass life. And lock your shit up.
Okay, and that's part one, a watch your damn kids. Part two, a watch your damn kids. Why the fuck are you, why do your kids feel like they just have the right to put their hands on teachers, attack teachers, cuss teachers out? Like, okay, let me step back on the cuss teachers out part, because I ain't gonna pretend like I ain't ever seen my share experience of teachers getting cussed out, and I ain't gonna pretend like I did not cuss out a few teachers on my own. Because I'm gonna be honest, I have cussed out teachers. Granted, the teachers that I cussed out, I didn't cuss out all my teachers. The teachers that got cussed out by me were teachers who probably deserved the cuss out that they received. However, there was nothing ever in my body, in my spirit, in my mind, that if a teacher, I might have went off on a teacher and yelled and said my think piece. But at the end of the day, at the end of that think piece, I was never about to be like, I'm about to fight them. Mr. Hugan, I'm sorry for cussing you out if you hear this. I'm sorry for cussing you out in English and Spanish in sixth grade in math class. However, I did feel like you had me messed up and I did go off. However, Like I'd never had a moment where I was about to fight Mr. Hugan because he told me to get out of his class. I never had a moment when I was about to fight him and go off on him and ready to fight. I never had an issue when I was having my issues with Miss Teacher Mr. Nielsen. I never was about to fight Mr. Nielsen because of the fact that I was not about to swing on a grown, like an adult. Like I was upset and I was bothered and I expressed my feelings and I expressed how I felt. And a lot of times, even I didn't even use a lot of cussing when I was going off on, like when I got to high school, when I expressed my feelings, I knew how to kind of control my words a little bit. So I wasn't really cussing them out. I was just telling him like, this is like, you're not gonna disrespect me. And I was standing my ground. And that's a difference. Y'all kids just be fighting because they got told to put their phones away. They not arguing with the teacher because the teacher disrespected them. They not arguing with the teacher because the teacher insulted their intelligence or tried to like, it was like a valid reason. Because the thing is, for me, when my reason is, I ain't trying to justify me for cussing them out and not justifying them. But it's like, for me, it's like, I would go to my parents and our parents are very, very, especially our father, it's very, very like, if I was wrong, he's going to tell me I'm wrong. He's not gonna be like, yes, this is, you should have, you need to go off on these teachers. The same way I went off on Mr. Hugan, he yelled at me and I got in trouble. It's like, when I was having my issues with teachers, it was always a very, very like, we came to, me and the teachers used to always come to the conclusion and come to an agreement at the end, and they would apologize and I would apologize and we would be fine. It don't be the, it be these kids. They took my phone away and I was mad, so I started to fight. We started fighting in the class. They stopped. They told me to stop. They told me to stop. That was the video I seen when I was saying what made me think about all of these factors. It was this video of these kids fighting in class, in gym class or something, and the teacher told them to stop, and they never stopped. And he damn near football rushed them motherfuckers, and they separated. He like ran at them, and they like he like bumped into them, and they separated. And everybody in the people in these comments saying like, he a grown man should never do that. A teacher should never do that. Your kid shouldn't be in school fighting.
Right.
Your kid, if an adult says y'all need to cut that shit out.
So if he would have snatched him up and slammed one of them, was that better?
But
Because
what did y'all?
what you think the actual security was gonna do? Because a lot of security, some of the security can't even really touch the kids like that, and I do get that. But it's like, what you expect him to do?
Let them fight? Okay, because this is the thing. What would have happened if they fought and one of them girls would have got severely hurt? What would you, then y'all would be saying,
He
why didn't he
should have
step in?
did
He could have
something.
did more. It was more that he could have done. It could have been more. But then when he do something, why he do it that way? And
Them
blah, blah,
girls
blah.
was fighting. They can take that bump.
They, okay. They could take that bump. They knew what they was getting into when they was fighting.
They will be all right.
It's just like, why, like, y'all need to talk to, like, y'all kids is just ratchet. And I don't know. And I've heard a lot of this from, like, people who work in the school, this, like, school in, like, school industry. But, like, they're like, it's not the same.
Y'all
Like,
kids are raggedy because y'all
I feel like
are.
even our aunt, like, our aunt was talking to me. And we were just talking about how like she was like doing volunteering at the schools and stuff, you know, because she still like, you know, be active in the school, even though she retired up 10 years ago. She retired when I was in elementary school and she still be working in the schools. Yeah, I'm talking about you, Auntie. You know who I'm talking to. Anyway, like she was saying, like the kids nowadays are not like she was literally saying, like, them kids is not the same. Like I done dealt with some bad kids. I done dealt with some kids who were like who needed some correction, and but these kids nowadays, when you just let them do what they want to do, and you want to like, I get the concept of like you not wanting to be the same as your parents, and sometimes you know people want to do things differently, and their parents did things that caused them to have like you know different traumas, and I get that, but you also need to know where to draw the line between like when you could just like give your kids some freedom versus when you need to actually tell your kids that like hell no, we're not doing that shit. That shit not gonna slide. Why y'all always siding with with your kid and not the teacher? When the teacher is telling you that maybe that about the episode of Abilene Elementary when the teacher tried to get mad at Janine. That's her name, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know why I felt like that wasn't her name. Got trying to get mad at Janine because Janine said, like, your child is throwing books and your child is doing all this stuff, and she's gonna call her a bad teacher. Y'all just wanna attack the teacher who ain't getting paid shit to teach your badass kid. You wanna talk about the teacher not being a good teacher because your child don't know how to act. They punish your kid, you get mad they punish your kid because why they punishing your kid? Because they just a teacher, they not the parent. But then when they tell you that they need your help, y'all don't wanna do shit.
Man. I
Get
know
your
I do
bad
got a
ass
touch
kids
of
under
faith.
control.
I have a touch of faith for some of these children, but they ain't in school yet. So some of these TikTok parents is kind of legit. They seem legit, but their kids are very small. So it's the old ass, it's the old ass millennials and the young Gen Xers. Y'all kids is bad as fuck. Y'all kids are bad as hell. So maybe the slightly later end of millennials will have pleasant children. And of course, this is not a one size fits all thing. Again, I'm sure some of your kids are quite pleasant, but there's too many of y'all is raggedy. And your
Hey,
kids
y'all
are
need to get y'all
raggedy
fucking
because you
kids
are.
together. Get y'all kids together. They
Some of
raggedy as
y'all
you are.
kids is raggedy because you are. Now I won't say everybody because some kids they just be like, what the? Y'all, now I you know how when you be in class in the tub. You have like a substitute or somebody who knows somebody's parent. Like, I know your mama didn't raise you this way. Some of y'all mamas didn't raise you this way. But for some of y'all, you are raggedy.
And that's just that on.
But anyways, outside of y'all badass kids, on to something else because I'm sick of talking about y'all badass kids. Did you see that Lil Wayne gonna stop his concert?
I did see that. I saw it today.
Bro, you know how pissed I'll be.
First of
And
all,
I
why the hell you bring a little twist to a concert? That's my first question.
that just reminded me we was listening to all them
And
old
I
ass
already forgot
songs.
the songs. I
I
couldn't
forgot the
sing this.
songs too.
One day, me and Trayvon was on a binge of like miscellaneous songs from the 2000s. I was like, I think I was probably the same conversation. Like, I don't know no Lil Twist songs. And he was playing me songs. He knew we listened to a little Chucky song. We was just on a whole deep dive. And I forgot them
Little
songs was
Chucky.
already.
I forgot.
Oh,
I forgot Little
I
Chucky.
remember
Wop
how good they.
titties. Oh, I'm talking about Little Chucky.
Oh, I remember the Lil Twist song finally.
Which one was that?
I'm dealing with this love affair. But now
That's not the Lil Twist
it's
song that I
just too
know.
emotional for me.
Okay, I do know that song when you just said that portion, but the Lil Twist song that I know was the one that was having a little house party when his mom was gone. I think was that Bow Wow in the song with
I
him?
know what you talk about, but I don't know what that song
You're
is.
my little secret, something like that. When they covered that song, a sample of that song. That, but with Lil Chucky, I was thinking of Wop titties, Wop titties. Remember that song you was like,
Oh,
oh,
yeah,
this
because I
is.
told you I never heard of that song until you played.
Yeah, I heard that at like a party or something, but but
Child,
yeah,
what do you expect?
I forgot Lil Twist existed again until you said that.
First
I
of
ain't gonna
all,
lie
you're
to
a big
you.
twist now. You're a grown ass man. You're in
Or
your thirties. You gotta
just
be in your th
twist.
your twist. You're Twister. Twisted. You gotta change the name.
Because at the end of the day, it's kind of very similar to kind of yeah, you can't be Lil Twist no more because Bow Wow became just Bow Wow
Well, I think
instead
Lil
of
Wayne is
Lil
still
Bow
Lil
Wow.
Wayne, so maybe he
Well,
just trying to do that.
Lil Wayne is still Lil Wayne, but people still call him Wayne.
I think he's the only one.
I feel like he's the only one that stayed Lil.
Well, he's small, so.
I don't
I
know,
mean,
but
they're all,
anyway.
most of them were small. But yeah, young Jeezy is just Jeezy because they're like, he's not going to be old Jeezy.
But nah,
Young Bird changed his whole damn name and had a rebranding.
who?
Young Bird.
I know this name. I know this name, but I can't picture her face. I have to Google it.
Hitmaker.
Oh.
You remember Young Bird was on freaking Love and Hip Hop beating
Yeah,
up
I
Gazeeka? You
did.
remember that?
Okay, the thing is, I
Y'all
felt like
remember Sexy Can I?
That's who I thought about when you said that, but then at the
That
same
baby
time.
had his couple little hits. He went on to Love and Hip Hop. He had his scandal. He changed his name, his life, and just came back. Producing everybody's song. So yeah, that was an alteration. I don't know any other Lils though that I could think of. But everybody else dropped it, but yeah. Wayne, first of all, it's the audacity of him being so late for me.
That reminds me of my girl who I love, and she be late too, and I love her, but I'm gonna need her to stop being late. Because I'm still, I ain't never forgive her. I forgave her, but I ain't forgive her personally. Because you know I love Ashanti, and you know how much I love Ashanti. But when she was that late for something in the water, I was hot, and I was mad, and I was bothered. It was hot as the devil outside, and it was crowded, and I was ready to go home. She was supposed to come on like 8 o'clock. Sis ain't get there till like 9:30.
Man. I tried to see like, 9:30. That was what Wayne was doing. He said he was 3 hours late.
That was only an hour and a half late. It wasn't the way to Lane, as Wayne, but still, Ashanti, my baby, I love you. You can't be late like this for me. Listen, I was ready to go home. You was the last person I wanted to see. I stayed for you.
I hate when artists do that. Like, show your ass up on time. Baby.
Show up on time, baby.
And I know it's some things that like are out of your control because like Lotto was mad late to Essence Fest. And it wasn't like the main stage. It was just like one of the stages in the convention centers. But like she was supposed to come on at a certain time. And we waited for a smooth like 2 hours, 2.5 hours. And I'm just like, I'm going home. But that was my introduction to Doechii because I went over there to see Lotto. And then Doechii came out. She might have been like 30 minutes late. I don't know why, but she might have been like 30 minutes late. But that's acceptable. It's not okay, but it's acceptable. So when I saw her, I'm just, that's how I became a fan. So that was nice. But I do believe because Kamala was in town, so like traffic was crazy because the Secret Service and all of that shit. Because Tiffany Haddish was mad late to her book signing as well, and they did say it was because of that. So I don't know if Lotto was caught behind the traffic, but like people gotta do better. And also to her people, maybe not to her, y'all knew that Kamala was coming, so y'all should have made preparations to know that you need to leave a little bit earlier. Getting on my damn nerves. I wanted to see Lotto. I was so irritated because I'm just like, bro, I'm not going to stand up here too much longer because I was already on my way out of the convention center and just happened to see like, oh, she's about to be on the stage. I'm going to wait for her. I was at the front of the stage. There was nobody in front of me. I could touch the stage. It would have been a good ass view. Well, there might have been one person in front of me, but still it was a good ass view. I was right there. And I didn't get to see her and I was so sad.
You know who was on time for my music festival experience?
Who?
Ray Shremmer.
Ray Shremmer?
Yep, they was on time. They was on time. And I'm still mad at the motherfucker who was in front of me because you ain't even know all the damn words and I don't know why the fuck he was even here. I'm still mad. Do not come to a music festival. Do not come. If you're going to come to the music festival, you don't know this artist for real. You don't know their music. Don't sit in the fucking front row like you a fan. You are not a fan. Get your ass to the back.
What if they was waiting on the next person?
No, fuck that. I don't know. No, because this is the thing. Because when Jid, and I don't know if that's actually his name.
J-I-D?
Yeah, J-I-D. Is it J-I-D?
I think it's J-I-D. Whatever it
is. Whatever it is. Jid, J-I-D, y'all know who I'm talking about at this point. Because he performed. And when he performed, I was over there. And I went over there when he was still performing because he performed before Ray Shremmer. And I was like, okay, I'm going to get there. So by the time when they get off stage, when the people start to leave for him, I'm going to zoom my way to the front. Because you know I got to be on stage for Sway and his brother. And Slim Jimmy, I had to be up front because y'all know how I felt about Ray Shremmer. And I fought my way to the front as far as I can get. And there were people there that did not know the words. And on top of that, I personally feel like if you don't know the words to the song that they just dropped before this concert, before this performance, why are you up front like you are a fan? Because you are not a fan. You just like some of their music. It is a difference. It is a difference. I did not go through the process of learning every single word of denial to be behind a fake fan. Get out of my way. Mind you, I don't even want to go to music festivals again because after that festival, my ankles and my calves hurt for like a week and I was in pain. Like I was in literal pain after that music festival. And it was tight. I was crowded. I was uncomfortable. Something in the water should never be in DC again after that. I see why the people was complaining that it was in DC. The logistics of that was terrible. It was not enough space. It was very uncomfortable, crowded. And I feel like I was going to get trampled at sometimes at this music festival. Yikes. However, the point of the matter is, get to the back. And Ashanti, I'm still sad that you was late, but I enjoyed your performance, girl. I did leave a little bit early, but I enjoyed it. I got what I wanted. I got what I wanted. It was good. Her and Ja Rule was up there doing their thing.
Oh, yes.
They performed together. It was a good performance from what I've seen.
I love some Ja Rule, man.
It was a good performance. I really enjoyed the performance.
And I liked his reality show. That's how much of a fan I am.
I didn't know he had a
reality show. I was watching Follow the Rules. That's what it was called. it was his run's house.
Not his run's
house. It didn't have, but you remember, I don't know if you probably don't remember, but there was an episode of Run's House that Ja Rule was on. So I'm like, y'all are friends. I feel like Ja Rule and Run and Red Run are like, we're like friends. So when he came out with his version of Run's House, I was just like, this makes sense because y'all was friends. So now you want to do yours. You might even have to connect to MTV to get it on here. It was cute, but it had some, it was a lot of corny aspects. And but that was the same with Run's House. But they didn't get renewed. And I was watching it. I watched every episode. What a time. We got any more sips or no?
No, I don't got no more sips.
I don't know if I got any more sips in here neither. Do we have any J's random? I have a quick thing to talk about. It's going to be a quick section that I shall be calling, Whose Grams Is This? So I saw a post talking about, oh, these are staples that your grandmother brought to the church potluck. And I was scrolling through this list, and that led me to the question, whose grandma was bringing these items?
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry because when you said this, the only thing that I could think of was that gingerbread house. But go ahead.
So, yes, whose grams is this? We shall go through this list of the foods that they said that people's grandmas are allegedly bringing to potlucks that are allegedly staples. Now, some of these things are fine and some of these things are not. So first, we got to start with the hallelujah potato salad. And nothing is wrong with potato salad, but if you saw the image of this potato salad, it looked mad dry. It's mostly potato, no salad. And it's, I think those, is it corn in here? See, this is why we can't give y'all shit.
Just flip the screen. Show the screen into the screen so I can see it.
I don't think you can. I think it's with a flash.
Oh, it is. It's too strong.
I'm going to send it to you. It is corn in here. So let's start there. Then we have broccoli, grape, and pasta salad. First of all, why y'all call it broccoli, grape, and pasta salad? It's just broccoli, grape, pasta salad, first of all, and it's still nasty either way.
Because why do you have grape? Why is that grape?
Why is there grapes in pasta salad? It's grapes, it's walnuts in here. I don't want nuts in my pasta.
But that's just made me think about, like, you know, when, like, you go to, like, when you be going to people's weddings and they be putting them cooked hot grapes
on them grapes on that chicken.
That annoys the shit out of me.
The Hilton or whatever the hell that place is, the Hilton and that other place was always doing that shit. Stop putting
applause.
That hot ass.
Was that applause?
It was applause. Stop putting that hot ass grape on that chicken with that sauce. Y'all need to be arrested. Okay. Chicken spaghetti. I'm not mad at chicken spaghetti. I'm like not mad at spaghetti. It. Then they have these little ham sliders. I'm not mad at that. Strawberry pretzel jello salad. And so the people who make this, my question is why? I've had strawberry pretzel jello salad at a potluck before. It was brought to me by somebody's grandmother. And she was so proud of it. She was just like, oh, do you like that, Jayla? Because here's the one thing about Shorty. She can cook. She gave me a chicken chili recipe that I have been using for the rest of my life. I have shared it with many a friend. It's really good. But she brought in this freaking pretzel jello salad. It's like, yeah, I got this from this person. She printed me all. She had all recipes on her computer. So she would print you off of the recipe and it would say from the kitchen of Alan. It had her whole name on there. She ain't gonna read this. She ain't gonna see this. But yeah, it's like from the kitchen of Alice such and such. I'm like, girl, I think her name was Novus or something back at Michigan State. But I'm like, Shorty, I'm not making this. I'm not. It's not bad, but I still want to know why it's a thing. It's not good enough to be remade.
I've had it a few times. Probably two. It was the first time I seen it, I was really just like, what is this? And they told me what it was. And they didn't present it as a salad. They just said, like, it was a dessert. And, like, you know, I'm open to desserts. Like, I understood how it was a dessert. And I understood. Yeah. I understand the concept of, like, the sweet and the saltiness of the pretzel. It was just like,
why?
Who thought of this?
That's my question. It's not that it's just bad. It's just, but why?
Like, it's not nasty.
Eating this
it's
just... so many other ways.
Yeah.
We could have done so many other things. Why this? It's not that great. It's not like, oh my gosh, you got to make that jello salad. No, you don't. I didn't need that. Now, I don't mind these cakes. I got a cinnamon coffee cake. I support that. Ham salad. Why are you doing ham like tuna and chicken? Why are we mixing
okay.
ham?
Okay. I'm gonna take a moment here.
I don't want your moment.
No, I'm gonna take a moment.
100% grapes in here.
It
well.
May. Okay, but the grapes. But I'm gonna tell you this right now. Our Auntie Monica, who I need to reach out to actually to reach to check on her. Our Auntie Monica, dad's sister. Not
okay.
Not
the I was confused.
Had to specify. She made that turkey salad when we went to Chicago that time, and I was fucking that turkey salad up. That
something about salad, cubed ham, but turkey is like chicken, so I'm not even on turkey. You know, turkey chicken can be a little interchangeable. I'm not eating no ham mixed with no mayo and stuff.
Okay, I get what you're saying, but that turkey salad, I need to call her for the recipe. I need to reach out to her because that turkey salad hit.
And his ham is like cubed. I'm disgusted. I could just gag. I have gagged. Then they have a separate potato salad. And this is dry as hell, too. Whose grandmothers are these? And why do y'all have so many salads with grapes in them? What is y'all doing with grapes? Sausage balls? Sure. I don't know why y'all ain't just calling them meatballs, but okay. Deviled eggs? Respectable. Respectable. Ain't no devil in y'all eggs. Why all this food look dry? What is cheddar cheese straw? Who's frying cheese and just bringing them to be snacked on? I actually wouldn't love to know. I would not. Mac and cheese? Sure. Classic.
But I don't want the version they make.
Turkey noodle poppy seed casserole?
Poppy seed. You lost me at poppy.
Why? What's the poppy seeds in there for? What's the point of that? If I don't want no poppy seeds, if they're not in a lemon muffin. So let's start right there. And I want a lemon poppy seed muffin. I should go find
didn't
one.
We used to get some didn't we used to have like poppy seed dressing?
We did. Oh, I do like poppy seed dressing.
I don't remember what we used to put it on, obviously, other
than pasta salad.
Pasta salad, okay.
Regular pasta salad, not pasta and salad. Like y'all talking about. Then they got squash casserole. They got some desserts. Again, I respect the desserts. Texas sheet cake. Peach cobbler.
Ooh, ew.
What is cabbage casserole? What the hell up in there? And why y'all want to put breadcrumbs on this?
Okay, you lost
I don't respect it.
I almost said I was thinking maybe it was something like a cabbage soup type ordeal, but just like a casserole dish. But
and what's getting me is they say reunion pea casserole and the picture is zucchini. Are the peas under it? Is this just a vegetable medley?
And I have a question. Do you only serve this at reunions?
Bro, y'all need to not serve this ham body. And all of these ham dishes. And this is the one that got me. This is the last one. This is the last one, and we're going to wrap this up because I feel like it's already running long. This last thing, because it's so many. Heirloom tomato cracker salad. When I tell you this is an assortment of various tomato slices with crackers crumbled on top, what is y'all out here doing? What is y'all doing?
You can't eat at everybody.
There are tomatoes, green tomatoes, dark skin tomatoes, orange tomatoes, red tomatoes, cherry tomatoes. Clearly, they just had an assortment of corn here because it's corn and dishes where they don't really necessarily need to be. It's a little bit of corn and legit crunched up sautéens. It looked like it's a little some type of white sauce at the bottom, and there's some vinaigrette looking sauce on the side. What is y'all doing? Never invite me to a potluck. I don't know whose grandmothers these people got these dishes from, but I hope to never meet you.
We got to get this posted on. We got to get these images posted on the page so they can see what
you I mean. Hope to never meet you. So that was my randomness for the day.
I admit, but this is the thing. I feel like I got too much privilege with potlucks in high school that like it's hard for me to like even experience. Like you know, people be like, I'm scared about potlucks. People be like, I don't want to eat at a potluck. I used to have too much good in high school. Them potlucks we used to have used to hit in middle school and high school. I'll never forget. Sadiana grandma used to make the turkey knuckles. If you're not from Michigan, you probably don't know what the hell I'm talking about. But because I've realized like people don't know what a turkey knuckle is. And emphasis out, not even just outside of Michigan. People don't know what a turkey knuckle is outside of West Michigan. Like, my friends from Detroit, when I said something about turkey knuckles, they looked at me like I was crazy. But when I said something about that
somebody who had some turkey knuckles sent down here to her.
When I had somebody who like was from like Muskegon, when I said something around then, it was like, hell yeah, I know what a turkey knuckle is. It was like, I'm like, so like this is just like a regional, like a certain West Michigan type
I've
shit.
I've never had turkey knuckles.
But like, you didn't eat them at Ale House?
No, I don't think so. Not that I recall.
Because they lied and told you probably did because they lied and told us they were chicken. They said it was chicken and we ate it. You ate it because they told us it was chicken and afterwards it was like, that ain't no chicken, that's turkey knuckles. I was like, oh, okay. But like, you know, Tatiana Granny used to make these turkey knuckles. I used to make the basic, the most basic thing. And people used to be going crazy over these damn meatballs. These meatballs were not shit. I was making baby shower meatballs without the jelly. Like, I was literally making, it was meatballs and barbecue
meatballs don't really take much. That's the thing.
But they were sitting here like, I had somebody reach out to me like, hey, like, I know it's been a couple, like, it was somebody who I went to high school with and I ain't talked to them in years. And they messaged me and it was like, hey, like, I know, like, it's been a couple years and you may not know, but like, we used to make those meatballs. What was the recipe? I'm like, girl, there's no recipe. I just bought some store-bought meatballs.
Some frozen meatballs.
And put the barbecue sauce
in. But in the which frozen ones you buy does matter because bought some frozen ones and they snapped. And then I brought some other frozen ones and I was like, these are mid. So
I used to just buy random frozen meatballs. We was just buying anything. That was the thing that I used to always provide for the potluck because everybody used to just love them for some reason. They was thinking that we was going crazy with a recipe. And it was not no family secret recipe. We was using some what was that? What's Sweet Baby Ray's? It's a fucking whatever meatball was on sale at the store.
Oh my gosh, man! My old job, them potlucks used to slap because we used to bring in a bunch of sides, and then a different Alice, a different older lady named Alice, had a son or somebody who worked at some spot. When I tell you, they had the most delicious salmon. I brought so much of that salmon home. We had salmon and ribs and shit at the freaking holiday potluck. It was so delicious.
That's the thing, so people used to bring real stuff. Like, we used to have good food at our potlucks in high school, middle high school. We used to do it like it was like the Christmas potluck. We used to do, sometimes we do Thanksgiving, but it was always Christmas. Like, we used to do it all the time. And it used to just hit. Like, it was just such a great experience. We used to have so much fun. I miss those potlucks. We used to have a good ass time. I got to college, and that's when I realized you can't eat at everybody's house.
Because
I heard about potluck, and I got happy because, you know, I'm used to these good ass potlucks. I was blessed with good potlucks for all the potlucks I've ever experienced. Man. Now, we had some good ass food at the potluck that I had, though. Like, at that potluck when I found out you can't eat everything at a potluck. The director of the office, he made this fried turkey. That was the first time I ever had fried turkey. And that fried turkey hit so, it was so fucking good. That was the first time I actually thoroughly just enjoyed turkey. I took some with me and I was supposed to take it home with me for Thanksgiving. Like, when I was going home, like, just like eating when I got home, I ate that turkey when I got back to my dorm room. Like, it was too good. Like, I was eating everything. And then I had some other stuff. I was like, this isn't good. Like, this is not good. And I was thinking, like, you know, I guess when I was in high school, a lot of the people, they obviously their parents or their grandmothers were cooking the food, and they were mostly people of color.
Yeah.
And I went to a potluck with a more diverse
people with population. Less color.
People with less color. And don't get me wrong, some of the people with less color, their food was still good. But then some of the food, I was like, why did you think this was okay? You made macaroni and cheese, and there's no cheese. It's macaroni noodles and straight cheese that barely melted. Of like, what's happening here?
But I ain't gonna talk about nobody mac and cheese because I'm still trying to get my mac back. I think I talked too much shit over the years, and now my mac is lack. So I got to get it all the way back. It ain't all the way gone, but it's just ain't been the same. But okay, I also ain't making question. It the same. So I need to go. I think I'm about to run back to the OG recipe and just switch it a little.
Now, my question for you is, or you might just answer the question. If we having a potluck, what's your potluck dish?
I always make it mac and cheese, but I'm telling you, I'll be trying to switch it up. And then I lost a little bit of my mojo on the switch up. So
So would that still be, if it was just somebody saying they having a potluck, that's what you would make?
Yeah, because I'm going to try it again. I'm still trying to get it back because it's never bad. It just don't be what I'm looking for. Like, even if I think it's bad, it's still not bad. It's just not what I'm looking for. Because I used to have a solid recipe, but then because certain people are sensitive to like certain cheeses and things like that, I try to just switch to different things. And when doing that, it's hard for me to keep my original, you know, creaminess and delicious in texture with me trying to switch it to appease to other people's dietary needs. But I need to try to figure out how to appease to people's dietary needs and keep what I'm looking for. And I think I know what to do, but I just got tested a couple times to get the measurements right. I do think I know what to do now, but I got to test it and I got to be patient because sometimes I'll be trying to melt my cheese all fast. And when you melt the cheese too fast, the texture don't be right. So it'll just be a whole thing. So I do be running back the mac and cheese and I'm going to get it together because by the time Thanksgiving hit, it's going to be correct. I'm actually thinking about making it in a couple weeks. So I was just like, man, I think I know what to do. So I'm going to just try to do this. So.
I thought I had my, okay, so I never really knew what my potluck dish, because I always used to make the meatballs, and I ain't made no potluck since high school, that I actually brought something to. But, like, I low-key, I was thinking initially my potluck dish would be, like, my baked salmon. Mm-hmm. Because I can cut the fuck out of some baked salmon. Let me tell you, I set a trend in this family. I set a trend because ain't nobody was eating no salmon for real in our family. We ain't eat no salmon. We had salmon here and there. Like, you
that's
know,
ain't nobody want to buy it.
Yeah, but like when I'm telling, when I came home and I made that baked salmon and everybody started eating this baked salmon, I feel like that's just, I kind of set the tone in our family for this.
I don't know if I ate that salmon and I feel some type of way. That's fine.
I don't know, but I feel like after that, like, it's just been salmon just has been being like, mom be like, all right, like, I remember when I was still pescatarian for Christmas and I was like, all right, come in here and make the salmon. I'm the one who sees some salmon to cook the salmon. Like, even like when Nana makes salmon, she was like, I'm gonna let you do it because I feel like I don't be seasoned enough, so I'm gonna let you do it. So it's like, you know, I thought that, but then when I discovered making them Beyond Meat sliders.
Oh, yeah, those are good.
Not the slider, but those cheese steaks with that Beyond Meat, I can't even. I think that might be it because I can appease the vegetarians at the potluck.
Those are good.
I can even appease the vegans at the potluck if I know they're coming, so I could just cook with olive oil and not the butter and just do the cheese separately or whatever. But, like, I think that might be my potluck dish because I done had some people who was like, I can't eat this Beyond Meat. It looks like dog food. It don't be good. I said, well, eat this. And had them people like, hold up. What you do to slap. This? Don't worry about it.
Slap.
I need to make some. I wanted to make some, but then the grocery store did not have my Beyond Meat and didn't have nothing and they canceled the Beyond Meat for my order and I'm very upset about it, but it's fine.
Raggedy. Would you have any hates or anything before we move to the playlist?
I hate when I want to. This is a hate. I hate that when I want to watch TV that contains, you know, I wish we had more shows that contained Black, queer, or LGBT people who. Q people plus people who were not the stereotypical versions of what society tries to make people. It's annoying. I feel like a lot of shows that have a lot of Black gay characters are always, it's always, they focus on sex with them and it annoys the shit out of me. And I just am very upset that I can't watch TV. I want to watch, be able to watch a TV show and it actually like has a strong Black male, gay male character or a character that I can relate to and be like, yes, I can watch this in confidence, because I'm stuck to web series or series that are on these web shows. And when it comes to these web shows, even some of them also strongly showcase sex, and that's the whole purpose of certain portions. Like, storylines be decent, but they just don't be as good, and they be lacking. And it's just, I don't know. I've been doing a lot of reading lately, and I think the reading is what I do to like kind of satisfy like the fact that I can't get what I want from the TV.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's my only, that's a random ass hate, but I hate that.
Fair. I have a hate, but I'm gonna save it. Because that's gonna bring us to, that's gonna be another long conversation. And I ain't even got it in me because I'm starting to get hungry.
Dang. So we're going to do things a little bit differently this week for the playlist.
And how is that?
So instead of doing three songs, we're going to add a little one song for the sake of time. Since we this show, we are, the timer is counting me down and about to kick us out.
Cool, because I only got one song I feel strongly about on this list.
All righty. So I'll let you go ahead and present your first song.
My song is Charismatic by Haley Knox. I'm waiting for this girl to drop this song. I saw it on her on TikTok. I've been waiting for her to drop it for weeks. And it's finally out.
Gotcha. Noted. This is a random ass song that I'm about to put on this playlist. I'm going to put It Down by Brandy.
I'm going to put it down. You're going to fall in love. I'm going to put it down. Down. You're going to That is a random song.
It's a random song. Because I feel like I forgot about the song. I forgot about the song for sure until it came on. I was riding somewhere with my friend and the song came on like on shuffle. And I was like, I haven't heard this song in like at least a couple of years. And I was like, let me put this on my On the Road playlist so I can maybe hear this more frequently. I was like, I like this. I actually like this song. So I'm going to put that on there. And we're going to add that to the playlist for this week. That is the two songs of edition. Go listen to those at your earliest convenience. If you haven't listened to it while at it, listen to it. Enjoy yourselves when you do. Do you have any closing remarks?
No, I don't think so. Nope, I don't.
And to wrap up the show, I will say this. Enjoy life. Have fun. Do what you want to do. Don't go in the shade room writing think pieces about shit that has nothing to do with you. Don't go to Twitter doing the same thing. Mind your business. Love your life. And mind your damn business. You all have a great rest of your week, evenings, weekends, and days.
Bye.